You are listening to Give Grief a Chance, and I'm your host and advanced grief recovery specialist, Diane Morgan. And these podcasts are all about bringing grief awareness out into the world, because even today, my friends, grief is hidden and it's tucked away. So come along and join me on this journey. Let's start to bring grief out into the open. And maybe you'll be brave enough to give your grief a voice. This is episode 188. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners and welcome to this week's episode. I hope that you're all doing well. And as always, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. And also a quick reminder about my journals. One is called Giving Grief a Voice, and this is a beautiful gift that can help to guide you through your grief so that you can start to look at life after loss. And the second one is called Remembering Queen Elizabeth. And this also is a guided grief and it's a remembrance journal, and you can find them both on Amazon. So on this week's episode, I'm talking about how grief and joy can coexist. Now, I believe that grief and joy can coexist, and that you can feel total heartache and yet have those moments of sheer happiness and laughter that can all meld together. You see, there is no right or wrong way to grieve, and the way someone deals with their grief can be very personal due to the place of origin, family relations, and religion, which are just a few contributors as to how someone will manage their feelings. You see, grief is not linear, it's not black and white, and it does not fit neatly into a box. It can be hard, overwhelming, scary, heartbreaking, exhausting, and downright messy. And you know, we're allowed to have any or all of those feelings when someone or something we love has died. And we don't just grieve because of that person dying. Grief can be caused by many different situations, like change of health, divorce, financial loss, loss of a pet, loss of a limb, loss of friendship, and loss of a job. And you know, when grief hits us, as a society, we struggle. More often than not, we don't want to talk about our feelings because we don't want to burden others with our pain. We feel uncomfortable, and even as the griever, sometimes we don't know what to say or do. And you know, most of us think that we can only be grieving when we're crying and feeling sad. And many people feel that it's wrong and disrespectful to be happy, smile and laugh in the midst of grief. How can we have both sadness and happiness at the same time? And how can these emotions mingle together? The truth is, you don't have to let go of the pain to make space for happiness. It's perfectly okay and even healthy to feel happy while simultaneously grieving. You know, I remember after my dad's cremation, we all gathered together and we reminisced. We shared funny stories and laughed. We revisited fun times and happy times, and there were moments of sheer belly laughter with big smiles and plenty of tears. You know, honestly, this is how my dad would have wanted it. Now, I get that laughter is not for everyone, because my mum and brother, who also died that same year, you know, their farewells were nothing like my dad's, because they wouldn't have wanted it to be that way. That wasn't who they were. However, I still shared laughter and tears with my other brother as we talked into the wee hours, remembering our childhood and our memories of our mum, brother and dad. Now, for many people, there can be lots of anger and disappointment, frustration and disbelief. And you know, that's okay, because you're allowed to feel anything that comes up for you and anything you choose. Because it's about your relationship with the person who's died, and it may not have been a good one. Certain memories might be hard to look back on, and you know, it's okay. Your grief is your own, and not all memories are fun, loving and happy. And while each one of us deals and copes with grief in our own way, you know, there are a few ways that you can become a little happier while grieving. So here are a few suggestions that might help you. So firstly, seek out support from others. I know at first all you might want to do is hide yourself and your grief from the world. Yes, a little alone time is okay, but make sure that you regularly get together with your family and friends, or reach out to a professional that specialises in grief and can help you to move through it. You could find that someone that you trust and that you're willing to open up to. You know, it might be easier if you go for regular walks and talks, or meet and have coffee or tea or lunch together. The important thing is not to be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings with them, as that's what they're there for. Or, you know, there are local support groups that you could join, and of course social media has become a place where you can meet others who understand what you're going through, and groups that you can join and share your experience and feelings. As you know, somewhere in those connections you might find moments of laughter. Now remember to make time for you. Think about what you need and what you can do for yourself that will help. Take a shower and wash your hair. Try to get some regular exercise and eat healthy food. Watch a funny movie. Put your favourite music on and dance. Get out a journal and write everything down that you are feeling, as journaling has been scientifically proven to have benefits for our mental well-being. So don't judge, just write. Or you could draw or paint. And you know, they even have those great adult fun colouring books. You know, taking care of yourself just makes space for those fond memories to come up and bring a smile. Next, set some healthy boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries can be hard, but much of our health and general well-being depends on our ability to set and maintain good boundaries. Let's face it, we all need them, and yet at no time in life is that ability more necessary than during a time of grief. And you know, you may find yourself surrounded by well-meaning friends and family, which can get quite overwhelming. So get clear with yourself, as before you can set boundaries with others, you need to figure out what you want. So learn to say no, because when you do, you'll find that it's very freeing, and that means it's time to let go of the people pleasing and know that you're not being selfish. Remember, just because someone asks you to do something doesn't mean you should do it. Saying no to someone is not being rude or mean. It demonstrates that you know your limits, and it lifts that load from your shoulders, and that can lighten your spirits. Have a routine. Having a daily routine can help you to keep moving forward. So try to go to bed and wake up at the same time each day. Stick to your exercise routine, even if you don't really feel like doing it. You know, you could start slowly, but try to move your body. Every morning, have your tea or coffee and prepare a healthy breakfast. And when you feel up to it, do what you would have been doing before your loss, as this helps to promote some sense of normalcy in your life. You know, make a small list of some daily activities, as it can help you, especially if you're feeling forgetful. Sticking to a routine and doing these little chores can stop you from feeling overwhelmed and avoid having things pile up. Find some laughter and try to smile. It can do wonders for your mind and body. Has a stranger ever smiled at you? You know, when that happens, you automatically respond back with a smile. So you could watch a funny movie or YouTube videos. I think that the biggest thing to remember, though, is that your loved one would want you to have fun and laugh often and enjoy the rest of your life. You are the one living with a loss, so give yourself permission to grieve. If you find it difficult to find joy while grieving, remember the first step is to give yourself permission and allow yourself to enjoy those small moments that come around in life. It doesn't exclude your feelings of grief, but it allows you to feel more joy. You know, it's okay to share a laugh with your family and tears with them too. You can choose to find some happiness, or you can choose to stay in heartache. So don't feel guilty for allowing those positive moments to flow, even when things are feeling pretty darn gloomy. You know, we truly can hold both grief and joy in the palm of our hands because they can coexist. You have to make it happen. And if you feel ready and need some support in navigating through your grief, it would be my honour to help you. So book a free chat with me. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. If you'd like to find out more about my services and programs, then please visit my website, givegriefachance.com. There you can drop me an email, you can ask a question, or you can share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And while you're over on my website, why not check out my free gifts to you? There's a guided meditation to help you sleep, a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it, plus my fillable grief worksheets. So please feel free to use them. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate it, like it, and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, please never be afraid to give your grief a voice. Okay, my friends, take good care and have a wonderful week.